On this week's Twinfinite Loop, the gang discusses virtual reality, multiplayer games, and Yami's policy on meeting strangers. This is Twinfinite Loop. We're here to keep you in the loop. Thanks for listening. To another beautiful, what is it, spring? Yeah, it's vernal equinox. Yep, another spring episode of Twinfinite Loop, the official Twinfinite podcast. I am your host, John Charles Holmes, and today I have my friends with me. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Or should I?
Hi.
Well, you should introduce us.
You should introduce us. I always get confused. I don't know what to jump in.
I'm scared.
Try to be lazy for 1 second, and then everybody just jumps in your back. Okay, I see. Well, today, I've got my friends with me, Yami.
Hey!
Maz.
Hey.
And everyone's favorite Andy.
I'm not my favorite Andy.
Well, who is your favorite Andy, then?
Actually, I don't really... No, never mind. I mean, I don't really like many other Andys. I don't know any more that I actually like. So, yeah, I guess I'm my favorite Andy.
You're everyone's favorite Andy. That's what's what. Mm. How are you guys doing today on this lovely weekend?
I have apple juice, and it's really good.
Is that shit organic?
Is it organic, though?
It's massive suspense here.
But it ain't Ralph's, though.
Did Andy just explode?
I think he just dropped from the call.
No, I'm here, but as soon as they finished that, I didn't hear anything. And I wasn't sure if it froze or if like someone was saying something, and then the first thing I heard was, "But it ain't Ross though."
You're just trying to figure out if your apple juice was organic or not, man.
Oh, I don't know. But do you guys ever get really upset when like you really really crave apple juice and you don't have any near you?
No.
Yep, I get
with the applesauce. Yes.
Yeah, like I break things and stuff. But I have apple juice, so it's okay.
As far as we're not breaking stuff, though, we might as well, you know, make something good, which, on that note, Game Developers Conference, gotta speak clearly now, was this past week. Lots of news came out. Were you guys following any of it?
Yeah.
Maybe. Who wants it to you?
Lots of really good demos and like speeches and stuff going on there, and of course the Game Developers Choice Awards were happening as well too, which are always pretty good and stuff. But
Frozen won Best Original Song.
it won Best Action Game of 2013.
Yeah, 12 Years a Slave won picture. Best Picture.
But about to say, like, you know, for a convention, or it's not a convention, but a conference usually associated with, indie devs and stuff. Surprisingly, kind of, I don't know if it's like a big bombshell or just kind of like a really weird one, but Sony just announced some sort of virtual reality helmet. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's this thing they're calling Project Morpheus so
far.
Oh,
best name ever.
I'm wondering, like, just how much that's, like, inspired by The Matrix or, like, Morpheus' glasses or something, really. And I hope they keep that name because, like, the move used to be, like, what is it, Project Arc? And then they changed it to the move. So, like, hopefully they don't change it to, like, the PlayStation Eyes or something. I don't know.
Maybe they're just really, really big fans of pirating software.
You know, like, did you guys, like, even suspect Sony would even try to do anything like this? Like, what do you make of that?
Yeah, of course. It's like a company bandwagon. I spoke about this in my Vlogging About Video Games episode this week. I was like, of course they saw Oculus Rift and all of the awesomeness that's coming from it, and they were like, oh, we gotta do it too. And then Microsoft finds out that Sony's gonna do it, and they're like, oh my god, we don't even have something, but we are gonna do it too.
I guess it's like a good time to kind of try and jump in that bandwagon since, like, aren't they going to stop, like, making Oculus Rifts for a while or something? Like, they ran out of supplies or something?
Were they? Yeah.
I love that. Some important component there was a shortage of. So
yeah, there we go. There's going to be a shortage of them for a while. Maybe even because Sony bought them all up. Who knows? I was quite surprised with that. I mean, like, do you guys even think it's going to be, like, affordable? Like, do you think this is a thing that people are actually going to be, like, buying when it actually happens?
I'd be surprised if it was less than, like, $100, $150. At least at first.
I see it being, like, $200, $300.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how much does an Oculus Rift cost?
That's a good question.
I don't think they have a price on it yet. Wait, let me look.
I don't think so.
Like, I guess they aren't available commercially yet. So I guess
the dev kits, though, however, are $350.
Yeah.
Okay. If a dev kit is $350, I imagine, like, for a consumer, it'd be somewhere between $200, $300.
Which is so affordable for a fucking virtual reality.
I guess so. I mean, like, if you could have gone back in time to your 5-year-old self and been like, hey, remember that virtual reality helmet and Double Dragon? Yeah, you'll be able to buy one of those when you're an adult. Like,
Double Dragon?
Virtual reality?
Double Dragon movie. Yeah, there's a kid in a bed playing a thing, and he's like on a virtual roller coaster. Blowing his mind.
Oh.
Virtual reality is so fucking dope. Oh my god, I've been waiting for it for years.
It's not real virtual reality, though.
It is.
It's not like the holodeck from Star Trek.
But they're working towards it is the thing. Like, it's the stepping stone. Didn't you hear about the Game of Thrones thing that they did at South by Southwest? They got, like, the full experience of actual physical feelings being sent, like, being, how do you say, triggered while playing a demo with the Oculus Rift. Like, they blew wind in the people's face when it was, like, a point where they were going up a mountain. It's fucking incredible.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my own Lucy Liu. I'm waiting for my own virtual Lucy Liu.
Futurama?
Somebody better make that.
Futurama reference? Or do you just really love Lucy Liu?
Both. I really love
Who doesn't love Lucy Liu? I mean, come on.
I love her, too.
Dedicate this episode to Lucy Liu.
All the Lucy Liu's and Cameron Diaz. That's a Destiny's Child reference.
Yeah, I mean, you'll take any opportunity to talk about Destiny's Child, won't you?
I would. I'm starting a blog for Destiny's Child.
Are you going to call it Project Destiny's Child?
Andy photoshopped that immediately.
Okay. Wait, I already did... I already did that.
Also, Photoshop a PlayStation Morpheus.
Yeah, you did.
Beyonce Two Souls.
No, he did Beyonce Two Souls, and he also did the Destiny's Child Destiny.
Yeah, you didn't see that?
It is his lesser known work. Okay. Beyonce Two Souls was far more popular.
It's very popular, however. Destiny's Child Destiny is a lot more popular on Tumblr, though.
You should start signing shit at the bottom, dude.
Yeah, I should.
People are going to start fucking sharing your amazing creations.
I know. Isn't that great?
No. I want all credit for all the things that I do.
back on topic, though, like, if you guys ever end up picking, like, up, like, a PS4 or anything, like, is this something that you guys are going to, like, actively want, this virtual reality helmet, this possibly affordable virtual reality helmet? Like, are you guys actually going to buy that if that comes out?
I'll say no.
Not Morpheus. Oculus Rift, yeah, but not Morpheus.
No, I just mean this entire... because this is the first generation of these devices. I wouldn't touch them until maybe the second generation or third.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I have to.
So, like, the PS5, maybe.
I tried out the Oculus Rift and I fell in love.
So, wait, really? Tell me, for you, like, why would you get the Oculus Rift but not Morpheus?
Because Morpheus is going to be with PS4, right? And I don't think the PS4 has as much power as a PC would for the Oculus Rift. Okay. Very, very simple logic in my mind. But I might be wrong, but, you know, that's just the way that I'm thinking. That's how it would go.
I mean, it almost makes me wonder if they're going to, like, be making original games, like how there are original Oculus Rift games for the Oculus Rift, or if it's just going to be, like, play Uncharted, but now you can look behind Nathan Drake by looking behind your couch.
That's the thing, that's why I don't trust it to be good. because I think they're just going to tack it on, and I think they're not going to actually support it enough. Mm-hmm. Whereas Oculus Rift, that is what they do. That is their job. Oculus cares about Oculus Rift. Sony has PS4, Sony has televisions, Sony has a bunch of shit. They're not going to be able to focus that much. It's going to be a PS Move again, is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, even I own like 4 PlayStation Moves, and it's like all I use that shit for is Joust.
What? Really?
Yeah, like they were like $5 each or something. Like they were just on clearance one day, and I just like bought a whole bunch of them because like me and my friend were like, let's play Joust and not pay a lot of money to play Joust. So we just bought a shit ton of PlayStation Moves, and they just look at me like sad dildos inside my desk.
Aww.
Is there any other kind, though?
Sad dildo.
I know, but, I mean, for me personally, like, if it were less than 150, I think I would actually probably maybe, like, be all about getting one of these, but, I mean, like, I don't know, like, I guess I gotta side with Miles in this, that unless, like, somebody just does something right off the gate, like, if, like, Keita Takahashi immediately makes Morpheus Katamari. Like, if that doesn't happen, then I'm just gonna probably wait on trying to get something like that, you know?
Have you tried out the Oculus Rift at all, JC?
I actually wanted to. When I was at MagFest, they had it there for that that game where you're a diving student in a dolphin school and you gotta cheat off of people, and like the line was always way too long for it, but I was like, oh man, I probably should check that out, and then I just never did.
I like it and all, but it doesn't feel like something where that I just need like at all.
This is my thing. My eyes don't fall for 3D, mm-hmm. So like when I tried the Oculus, it was awesome, but it just looked blurry to me.
Wait a minute, is it kind of like a Virtual Boy like we were talking about last week, where like there's two screens for both eyes, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like I guess I could see that being a lot more accessible for like a lot more people, but. I know, I guess I never really thought about, like, just not being able to, like, visually process the Oculus Rift or something like that, just based on the way that it's made.
Mm. And my thing I mean, I don't know how much more they have improved. This was back in September when I got to try out the Oculus Rift at PAX Prime. And it seemed, like the screens were made of like a bunch of tiny LED lights, and then to look at like more like pretty games, because I was just playing Race the Sun, mm-hmm. but play a game that you'd want to like see every detail, like Skyrim or something like that, it wouldn't look as good. And then from people's impressions comparing Morpheus and the Oculus Rift, they say that the Oculus Rift has a better screen. So I can only imagine what the Morpheus one looks like. And then from now till then, I'm sure they'll improve, but it doesn't seem like anything that would like, it didn't blow my mind. It was really cool, and it's awesome that they're going to this. But even then, like, I'm almost surprised that this is like something almost like on the way for like public consumption or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it almost just seems like it still has a really long way to go, because the seams were all still there, very much so.
Hmm. I think other than the 3D thing, one of the other major drawbacks for me at least is that big thick cable that runs off the back of the Oculus Rift. Because
mm-hmm.
if it was like a better version of VR, is if they could get that wireless, that way you could just like freely move your head around fully, not having to worry about, okay, if I turn my head too sharply, I'm going to pop the wire out, and then I'm screwed.
Y'all are blasphemous.
Yeah, I feel like, I feel like the ultimate test would be, not if Microsoft pulls something out, but if Nintendo does it. Like, I think if Nintendo does it, that would be, like, the ultimate decider whether or not, like, virtual reality lives or dies, because either they'll make a really good product, everybody realizes it and they buy it because everybody just kind of wants, you know, Zelda in 3D, or it's just a Virtual Boy all over again and they'll just forget about virtual reality for the rest of our lives. I mean, were there any other little updates from GDC that caught your guys' attention?
One of the, I mean, not like game announcement wise, but in terms of one of the lectures, I guess, is Manveer Ayer's lecture about just like racism and misogyny and sexism and homophobia in gaming.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty much like a state of minorities in gaming type thing. And I mean, I haven't had a chance to see it yet because they haven't posted it up. It should be up soon. But from all the write-ups I'm reading about it, it was like extremely well done, well put together. So I very much would like to see that when that comes out.
Yeah, I'd say
on a whole bunch of like hot button issues and like just breaking it down for people. And pretty much the whole thesis of the talk was, you know, just equality in gaming, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I love how like the thing that stood out for you is like this big you know, society forming like life-changing thing. And then like for me, like the thing that I just found myself kept going back to was anytime anybody talked about that push me pull you game with the little like the sausage people with like two people on each end like playing soccer. Have you seen that game?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It looks so weird.
Yeah, I want to play that. See, that's the future of gaming right there. Not virtual reality, not including like minorities in gaming, but two-headed flesh monsters playing soccer. I mean,
that still looks ridiculous.
If there's a future to gaming, that, my friends, is it right there.
Wait, hold on, because I had missed a couple things because I disconnected. Was Moaz about to say before I disconnected how another drawback was like how it has the big ugly thing in front?
Like, no, the big thick wire. That was a while ago.
Oh yeah,
we moved on.
Another thing that I guess that I don't know. Maybe in the future I'll get over it, something like that. But I just can't get over how tacky it is to just have this big thing on my face, and then it's just not a. I mean, I like playing with friends, and then. It'd be weird to just kind of have like a group of friends and they're all just wearing that thing in a room, just like sitting there. And
just like a room full of people, just like. Wait, am I muted right now?
It becomes enslaved, Odyssey to the West and shit like that. Where the fuck? Shit.
Oh god, I just want to see just like a couch of just like 5-year-olds just like playing Skylanders like. They've got these physical toys, but all these virtual tools to play with the toys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
instead of, like, getting together and just, like... No, I know exactly what you mean. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, aren't you guys say to taking a quick break and coming back and maybe talking about some couch activities?
That you can sure, do with okay. Friends,
if you catch my drift.
Sure, okay.
There is no drift. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay.
Break. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed that break. I know I did. My apartment smells like waffles now, and I think I'm having a stroke. But we're just going to keep going anyway, right? Because that's what you're supposed to do, right? Right?
Don't have a stroke. Right? That would really mess up the podcast if you had a stroke right now.
Live and on air.
Yeah.
Right,
but what, Emilio?
I'm sorry?
You said I?
No, I said right.
Right?
I'm Keto, do you think I am? I.
How Latina do you think I am? Where I just go I
for no reason. I.
Everyone in the room just looks at you.
The room just quiets up and just stares directly at her.
For no reason. I.
But.
So what else happened in video games?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's going on? I had a frog in my throat for a second there.
Get it out. That's disgusting.
That's gross.
Well, I actually want to talk to you guys a bit, you know, get some of your thoughts on some local multiplayer games, because as I'm sure you guys know, in the past year, there's been a massive influx of these sort of, like, you know, player versus player games and, like, local multiplayer-only games, you know, like, you know, you got Nidhogg and the recently released Towerfall, Samurai Gun, Starwall, just, like, all of these, like, all these really, really fun games, but, like, they have almost no, like, online component to them. Like, they only have a local multiplayer, you know, which is, you know, usually met with a warm to cold response, you know, warm from people who like to have their usual gaming parties, you know, have their friends over on the couch, get a few rounds in, and then some complaints from people who have grown up with, you know, Xbox Live, a little bit more used to being able to play anyone they want online at any time, and, you know, the response is always, you know, get some friends, or, like, you know, play, it's meant to be played with your friends on a couch, whatever, but, I mean, like, with all these games, like, do you guys think, like, we have enough of those? We have too many, we could use more, and, you know, is it even a good thing? Like, what do you guys think? What's Dish?
I like it.
I dig it. I actually hardly ever play online anything, mm-hmm. to be honest. Majority of my games, I'll just play local multiplayer. So, I mean, it's good for the options, because I know that there are tons of people who just really like to play online, so it'd be good for the option for them, but I don't see it as a problem, you know?
I think it's a huge problem. I think that every single game that is going to be multiplayer should have online.
Why do you say that?
At this point, at least. Because I, for example, love playing multiplayer, like, but I don't have friends in real life that play video games, so I can't just be like, hey, come over and play video games. Like, that's just fucking lame for me to say when we could go out to a club. I have Andy, and that's it.
Hey.
The only one that cares. But then I'm able to play with, like, Moaz, I'm able to play with JC, I'm able to play with people, I can even play with Andy without having to be at his house or at my house. You know, it's just very, very opportunistic of me to just be able to play online and not have to shower and enjoy it.
This is my thing. How many games out there honestly have multiplayer that isn't online? It's not that many nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why Towerfall is weird.
I would say, why not have both?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there needs to be more games with multiplayer need to have couch co-op.
Oh, I'm not saying to eliminate couch play. I should note that. Because, okay. The best memories I've had from playing multiplayer games is playing with, like, my brother and my cousins.
I definitely think that's, like, what those games are trying to embody is, like, that spirit of, like, you know, sitting down with your friends and just, like, having a good time or whatever.
Sorry, but that's, like, hipster indie bullshit, all right? It's, like, no. Times are changing. Fucking get your online gear. Spend a little bit of time. Spend a little bit more time developing your game and put a little bit online and boom.
Oh, yeah.
I'll play it. Don't make up some bullshit like, oh, no, it's because we want to put the experience back to, you know, like the elbows touching. Yeah, that experience, you know. It's like, oh, please. Like, put online mode, bitch.
If we're going to have multiplayer, you might as well have online multiplayer as well.
How much is it to run a server?
Get over it.
Well, I mean, it's more than just, like, a cost thing. But, I mean, like, it's also a big part of development. Like Polygon had this feature a while ago, a couple weeks ago, talking to both the devs of Towerfall and Nidhogg, because, like, as you may or may not know, like, Nidhogg actually does have online multiplayer, but if you go play it, like, the multiplayer, it suffices, and, like, it gets the job done, but, like, it's still kind of buggy. It was really buggy when it came out, and not because, like, it was, like, bad netcode or anything, but, like, that game is just, like, based on so much, like, Twitch moment-to-moment-to-moment-to-moment-to-moment gameplay, and then, like, online games just aren't built for that. Like, one of the things that we're talking about in this piece, talking to the Towerfall guys, is that the way that most games work online is that, like, no matter what, there is definitely a sense of lag with every game, but the thing about netcode is that, like, the game is essentially, like, calculating what the player's about to do and basically just kind of, like, replaying that for you when you play that online. Like, that's why, like, you know, like, a fighting game might be running like maybe like a few frames ahead, so that when the other person does a thing, it pretty much just kind of records that and plays that back, and then that's what you're fighting. Like, I mean, granted, this all takes place in like the fraction of a second, but like, you know, for like games like that, or like, you know, a racing game or a puzzle game or whatever, like, it's, I mean, yeah, I mean, like, games like those where, like, it's a bit more, like, step-by-step sort of things, like, it makes less of an impact on, like, what happens, and, you know, that's why sometimes you play games, and, like, you might see somebody, like, all the way to one side of the screen, and the next frame, they'll literally jump somewhere else. It's because, like, there was, like, a miscalculation in the netcode of, like, where the player was going to be, and, like, the point is that for something like a, like, Towerfall, which is literally, like, as hair trigger can get, like, it just could not work. Like, the, like, Just having to calculate, like, you know, like, where the arrow's going to be, where the player's going to be at any one given moment, just with, like, all that madness just, like, wouldn't work. And, like, while there's always a solution for that, I mean, like,
that's perfectly why it took fine. Off,
like, 3 whole years to come out, because, like, they had to get that net code, like, down pat and able to, like, release it. And, like, the game's been finished for years, but, like, they've been trying to get them online to work just right to be able to get that game out.
All I can say to that is yawn. Fucking get it right. Shut up. You know, like, if you're gonna, that's perfectly fine. If that's the issue, then say that that's the issue. Don't be like, yeah, we're bringing back Chaos Blade. Like, it's such a fucking lame thing to say. Like, mm-hmm. We're moving past it, and it's good. I love technology going forward. That's my thing. I'm the type of person that's like, GPS is, yeah, virtual reality, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I embrace technology. I don't like cry for the days when I had to fucking share a controller. You know. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, those days are cool. Like, when you have to do it now, it still does suck to, like, pass back and forth sometimes for games where, like, you probably shouldn't have to. Like, you know, somebody brings Super Monkey Ball, it's like, you have one controller, and, like, you're just kind of like, and it's like, if the controller's wired, it was just kind of like, I'm going home now, you know?
I will say this. I can see why online multiplayer might not be financially feasible for, like, indie companies, indie devs. But one dev in particular that doesn't do online co-op that should is Traveler's Tales with their Lego games. I don't understand why those don't have
online co-op. That makes no sense. Yeah.
Because those games are built for playing online with people and just having a blast.
So stupid. That's why I hate it. I hate it when a game does not have online co-op. It's so fucking stupid. I understand indie games not having it. I don't understand, like, and Lego is the biggest problem, where I would love to play Marvel with somebody online. It's so fun. Can you imagine that shit with somebody else?
The only reasonable excuse I can think of is, like, you know, the Nintendo route of, like, it will be mostly kids playing, so let's keep them away from the pedophiles. But, I mean, like, even in that case, kind of, see, that kind of thing, I think, is, like, a bullshit excuse. Like, I actually personally can get behind the, like, you know, like, not so much, like, let's bring back couch multiplayer, but, like, you know, playing with people is experience of it, because, like, a big part of Towerfall is that, like, everybody comes into it brings something different with them, and it's, like, I think it's cool to kind of have a bit of, like, a almost like a word-of-mouth system with that game, where, like, you can take it from place to place, you'll never get the same game twice. But, I mean, like, can you imagine if, like, Saints Row only had, like, couch co-op? I mean, like, that game's, like, perfect for, like, online co-op, because it's just kind of, like, you know, so your friend's just already playing the game, and you just want to casually just play with them, and it's, like, I think, like, for something, like, super casual like that, like, I definitely think, like, that certainly warrants, like, if you're doing co-op, you might as well make it online, you know, instead of just kind of, like, a throwaway, almost throwaway, just kind of, like, local-only feature, you know?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't want to be playing, like, GTA 5, like, in split screen, because in a game like GTA 5 or Saints Row, you know, it's a big sandbox. You want to see everything you can split screen. I mean, I think one game that did split screen the best, the, like, before games practically just obliterated split screen entirely, was Resident Evil 5. Was it 5? Yeah, 5. And all they did was, instead of cutting out, they gave the full screen for both players, and then just, like, shrunk them, and then put them, like, on opposite corners, sort of, or kind of diagonal to each other.
Yeah, and then they did it with the 6 too. That's how I played Resident Evil 6.
I played Resident Evil 5 online.
I played that too, yeah, it was great online.
I do like the way the newer LEGO games handle couch co-op. If you're close enough to each other, you just share the same screen. But then if you're far away, it just gently just splits the screen in half.
I actually don't like that because sometimes it can get really distracting, like if you're between the points where you're close enough and far enough away. I like the gauntlet style of
just the camera. The camera just really keeps pulling out.
Yeah, I love that. Everybody on one screen, like beat 'em ups in general. I think it's
Or like Super Mario as well.
Yeah, like exactly. Like that.
3D world, you can't really separate from each other, but it makes everyone when you keep everyone together in a single place, I guess it only makes everyone kind of work together a little bit more.
Unless
than like spreading out.
Super Mario Brothers and whoever falls behind is just screwed by the just like, you know,
it's hilarious. It brings Darwinism. Up clarity.
But Andy, before we started recording, you were actually talking about like how you like to enjoy local multiplayer games. You wanna elaborate on that a bit?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh yeah. I was talking about how even like sometimes I'll just play. But I mean, I don't know how relevant it is. But
no, it's very relevant. It's very relevant. Go with it, man. Be yourself. Treat yourself.
Well, this is more like a little anecdote, though. But sometimes I'll just won't even play like. Yeah, but I don't know how relevant it is at all, to be honest.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ.
Oh my god.
I don't even want to hear it anymore.
So, like, the other day, my best friend and I were, like, up until, like, 3 a.m. just playing Runner 2. And Runner 2 doesn't have local multiplayer, so we're just handing the game back and forth until we beat the fuck out of the game. We wanted to die by 3 a.m., but you know, like it's that kind of – you wouldn't do that with someone online. Like, once it was, like, 1 a.m., you'd be like, all right, who are you? Stranger. Like that. And stuff like that is still, like, kind of –
that's so oh my god, I'm sorry. No, like, I'm a huge defender of online multiplayer because some of the best times I've had is with online mode. Oh my god, I played SSX3, I think it was, online, and I played with this guy for like 10 hours. It was so fun just meeting her. But then again, I'm the type of person that's like, random human, hello. So I love it. Oh, that was so great.
The most fun I've had online multiplayer is when all the Twinfinite staff members were playing Halo 4 for like 4 hours.
My brain is so mean. I immediately was like, I've had better.
I don't play games online that often.
I like how everybody's just kind of like, man, like, we love sitting down on the couch, you know, playing games with our friends, you know, cultivating their relationships. And you know, it's like, let's meet new people. Let's get old friends.
That's literally how I am, though. I know. I care more about strangers than I do humans in my life. I know.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I played Portal 2 online with someone, like the online campaign with a stranger, and we actually did very well. That was awesome.
Oh, my god. And one time, I love playing. Online mode's awesome. I played World of Warcraft once. And I was playing on the Alliance side, and then a Horde guy met up with me, and I was like, oh, is he going to kill me? And he's like, he comes up to me, and he's like, slash wave, slash dance, slash happy. And this was like Journey before Journey, all right? Me and that Horde guy, that troll, we went through a cave together. He helped me on a mission. That was cool.
And now you guys are married. Wow. Married.
I know. That's the tale.
Oh my god. Unrelated, but I was watching an episode of My Super Fat or My Fat Geek Wedding, and two people that got married and they met playing Final Fantasy XI online.
My god.
And they were so cute. Oh my god.
What? Anyway. There's a show called My Fat Geek Wedding?
Yeah, and then it's these people, and they they get like a wedding planner, and they make like the craziest, most gorgeous and awesome, nerdy ass weddings. So their wedding was of like Middle Earth, and like Lord of the Rings stuff, and it was so cool. In the middle of it, a dragon came out, and it was just funny, and it was a good time. I was like, "That's sweet,"
and like that's tacky.
The stepmother was like, "I don't know." I'm not sure about this.
I don't know about this.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me. Yeah. Goodness gracious. Well, I guess in the end it sounds like you guys are more in favor of online stuff, as it sounds more so than local stuff these days, huh?
Hell yeah.
I think that multiplayer in general is I mean, unless it's a purely single-player experience like The Last of Us, if you're going to do multiplayer, you're going to have to do it both ways nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, I can attest that. Yeah, that's it should. There are some games that are guilty of the other side of things, like Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Me and my best friend were playing it, and we had to pass the, like, in the same room, so we had to pass the controller every time we were playing it instead of having like a split screen, because that game doesn't have split screen online.
It
so
is really sad when games don't have like that sort of things. I would have killed for Burnout Paradise to have some split screen. That would have been a great game to have split screen on, but it just doesn't.
It might be too distracting. Sorry. Go on.
Yeah, no, I think the big moral of the story is that we all agree that everyone should just go both ways.
Yes.
We can all agree that we love playing with other humans. Yay, people are great.
Whether they're miles away or, like, too close to us.
Or too close, call the police.
Yeah.
Either way, somebody's going to get stabbed if you don't watch your ass. I guess on that note, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and take a quick break. What do you guys say?
Yeah. No.
All right. Let's do it to it. See you guys in a few. Break.
Hello.
Yeah.
I feel like Beyonce today.
Is that good? Or do you just feel like a single lady? I don't understand what that means.
Of course Beyonce is good.
No, I feel like Beyonce because I finished that cup of apple juice that I was talking about earlier. The saga is complete. I finished the cup. Everyone can breathe a sigh of relief. Like, oh, thank God he had his apple juice. It's great.
I didn't think he'd pull it out in the end, but he did.
Yeah.
Well, as exciting as your apple juice is, it is most unfortunately time for us to say goodbye.
What?
Yeah, all good things come to an end, Andy. I mean, that's life. I mean, you know, the show has to end. Everyone has to die. It just happens eventually, you know.
They're plenty. No, look at The Simpsons still fucking going, and
they're dead. It doesn't fucking end. Their eyes are soulless husks.
The day The Simpsons ends is going to be like, do you remember where you were when The Simpsons ended?
See, I'm always pretty sure that show's not going to end on its own. I'm pretty sure, like, Dan Castellaneta or, like, Hank Azaria is going to die, and then, like, they just won't be able to do the show anymore.
Aw, that's so morbid.
I know, but
I was thinking Matt Groening. I'll be honest, I was thinking, yeah, when Matt Groening dies, that's probably when it's going to end.
When Matt Groening dies, they'll still keep making that show. Are you kidding me? With the way they've been, like, reviving shows left and right nowadays, and, like, they'll make Community without Dan Hart and stuff, like, it's like, The Simpsons makes too much money for them to stop making it if Matt Groening died. Oh, yeah. No, like, if just one of those voice actors dies, it's just, like, you've lost, like, half the characters on the show. They just physically could not do the show anymore. I mean, like, it's a good thing Lady Does Miss Krabappel only did that one voice, because, like, can you imagine if she did, like, all the women on that show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they would.
Well, it's been enough years where people can, like, impersonate the voices. Like, they'll find a replacement, like, for if somebody really important did pass away.
I guess maybe they could, but, you know, there's only one Mo in my heart, you know.
Or they'd get rid of them. Didn't they get rid of Miss, what was her name, Crabapple?
Yeah, Miss Crabapple, but like I said, like, she was always listed as, like, a quote-unquote guest star, and that's the only voice she did on that show, so, like, killing off one character wasn't that big an issue, but I mean, like they make these Simpson guidebooks for the episodes, and, like, in the back of it, they show who does the voice for, like, which character, and, like, literally, like, three actors do, like, 80% of the voices on that show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. Like, the moment I saw that, I was like, wow, if, like, they just disappeared and just, like, this show is gone for good, that would be the nail in the coffin. But hey, we get that Simpsons Futurama crossover episode in a few more weeks. That's really exciting.
Yeah, I'm so fucking excited for it. JC, since you're a fan of the shit that I like as well, have you read the Futurama Simpsons crossover comic? Like
I peeked at it a little bit. Like, the first one came out when I was like a teen or something, and like,
yeah,
I remember being
a long time ago. Yeah,
yeah, I was like in a Books a Million, and I looked at it, and I was like, let's see who just pairs off with who. Is like, I think it was like Fry and Bart, Bender and Homer. I think it was like Leela and Lisa. I think, and then like Amy and Marge, or like the other.
I don't remember anything about it, but I do have it in my room, and I love it so.
Yeah, it awesome. Did it twice. It did it twice, actually.
I had no idea that was even a thing. That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the episode's going to take after that comic. That'd be fucking cool.
Yeah, I was reading about that, too. I mean, I think it's also telling that it's a Simpsons episode and not a Futurama episode either, because, like...
Futurama's done.
Because Futurama's done, for sure. Yeah.
I'm glad it's done, too. They were beating a dead horse at that show.
Yeah, it stopped before it became Simpsons or Family Guy.
It was a really good ending, though.
I will give it that, yeah. So that last episode was one of the best episodes since I come back.
That's awesome.
Love all those early 2000s shows.
Yeah. Ooh, we really should just have an episode where we just talk about TV shows. I don't know why we still haven't done that yet.
I would be talking... I'm doing a rewatch marathon of Chuck, so I would be mostly talking about Chuck.
I started rewatching that, but I need to finish
Oh,
that.
Shit! That reminds me, Zachary Levi's going to talk in 10 minutes. I gotta go.
Okay, let's finish this up then. Is there anything on your site you want to bring people's attention to, Yami?
Oh, yes, in particular. Myself. Watch me. All this week. It's kind of stupid of me to say this. Like, I think they know. I think they know by now.
What about
How about you,
you
watch everyone in fucking
TwinFinite.net?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say in general, just go to TwinFinite.net and look at what you like, and then click on it, and then read it, or watch it.
What does Moss have to say? What do you say, Moss? Say it.
I was going to say that we are looking to hire... two writers to our staff, and if you have video experience, it's a major plus, but we're looking primarily for writers. If you'd like a application, send me an email, moz@twinfinite.net, and I will send you one, and you just get it back to me by the end of the week, which is when I'm not taking applications anymore.
All right. Yay. Sounds good. It sounds like it's going to be business as usual on Twinfinite, but business as usual is always awesome. Everything is awesome.
Yeah, everything's awesome.
And we do accept dick pics in lieu of applications.
Yes, we do, but be prepared for us to judge you.
We are harsh.
Judge you harshly.
Yes.
It'll be very hard judgment.
All right, well, if that's all that we have to say today, you know, all the calls for applicants and dicks and all that and whatnot, we let Yami go... swoon at Zachary Levi. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Wait, did I say it right? Zachary Levi?
Yeah, Zachary Levi. Yeah.
I'm gonna ogle him virtually for a while. Now.
Fucking love him. Oh god.
Yeah. Who knew he could sing too? Huh?
I know, bro. That was like the nail in the coffin of my heart.
Like the guy in the Oscars, he just like walks out on stage and he starts belting, and it's like, damn, Zachary Levi.
Damn. Yeah, he was on Broadway. He's fucking hot, bro.
He's full package right there. But that's all I gotta say. You guys have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening. As always, don't forget you can find us on iTunes, rate us, subscribe, write us a review, all that good jazz. Really appreciate it. For those of you listening and seeing this so far, thanks a ton. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, get everyone to listen. That's how we roll.
Send me applications so I can look at them.
Yes, bye, everyone.
Bye.
I like you.
I don't like you. No, I'm kidding. No, I love you.
Bye-bye. I'm indifferent to you.
Bye, humans. Be quiet. In your very polite way.
Could you guys please shut up?
Can you please be quiet?
See, that's why I was so scared when Matt was like, do you not like me? And I was like, did I accidentally joke about being mean and then he thought it was real? Because I hope that didn't happen.
So funny.
I easily could have done that and not realized I did it.
It's so funny that he thinks it.
It was so sad too, because like you know when like you're around kids and you do something you shouldn't do around a kid, but the kid sees it, and you might not know the kid sees, but like 2 days later the kid's like, hey daddy, what does penis mean? And you're like, fuck. Like it was like that kind of moment where Matt was just kind of like, oh yeah, you're gonna do reviews and your test isn't gonna go. Did you ever get to everything? Good. By the way, do you not like me very much? I was like, I'm gonna cry.
I'd like to go back to that metaphor you used really quick. Confirm JC is a pedophile.
Yeah. You see, Billy, penises is a special kind of lollipop, but you don't tell your parents about it, you see?
Oh my god.
Oh god.
This got weird quickly. Oh god, something's in my eye.
It's probably semen, you bitch. Fucking whore.
And I'm crying.
is there anything big you guys think we want to talk about anymore, or should we go ahead and wrap this guy up?
I seriously can't think of anything else but, new Assassin's Creed set in Europe, but it's like, if you guys don't care about Assassin's Creed, and I'll be the only one talking about it,
I don't care about Assassin's Creed.
I'm disappointed that they went back to Europe.
If that's all you got to say, never mind.
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong, but is that game about, like, virtual assassins? Like, what?
It's genius. All right, look, what it is this guy, it turns out he has assassins, in his bloodline. So what it is that it's in the future, right? So they have the technology to go in through the DNA to relive the memories of assassins, and they're doing this to find information against the bad guys, the Templars. And the cool thing about this is that you're basically living through a memory, so the game itself isn't a game itself, and it is also meta.
It's a virtual reality.
Okay.
Hey, no, but it's real. It actually happened, is the thing. It's not virtual reality, but it did.
So there's no more of like that going back and forth between like modern day and then.
That happens. Yeah,
it's a VR representation of actual events.
So you're like a teenage kid. You're playing like a teenage kid, and like your mom's.
No, you're not a teenage kid.
Like, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Okay, no.
I'm a teenage assassin.
He is a bartender.
JC, have you never played Assassin's Creed?
I have had zero interest in playing one. I kind of wanted to play Brotherhood after hearing about that multiplayer. The
multiplayer
one where
is so good.
Yeah,
oh,
I wanted to play that, but outside of that, I've never really cared
you
about
You can just get Assassin's Creed 4 and play the multiplayer with that.
I mean, like, I've been told that, like, with each one, they get better and better, so I'm just kind of like, if I play one, I should probably just, like, play, like, 3 or 4 or something.
No, skip 3 and then go to 4. It's like, I recommend playing through everything and skipping 3, but yeah, that's my thing.
I know. I mean, like, I am actually kind of in the market for like something to play in my spare time. I don't know. I started trying to play Okami, but like I kept not having enough time to play it, so I'd get through like the 20-minute long like unskippable cutscene, but then I'd have to leave and I wouldn't have saved. So I'd seen that cutscene like 3 times, and like I already hate the story in that game just from like having to sit through it 3 times, but like. Hopefully that peters out otherwise. I don't know what the fuck I want to play in my spare time right now.
Yeah, play Assassin's Creed. I love that series.
Maybe I actually will.
I only like it because it has the word ass in it twice.
Yeah, that's exactly why you like it.
And the word Creed, which is an awesome band, so you just have ass and Creed.
Yeah, the only reason I don't like Assassin's Creed 2 is because it starts out with you being able to see Ezio's ass very clearly in those pants, and then he gets his assassin's outfit, and then you can't see his ass anymore.
Is that like part of the rules? Is like him going
to
go
change his outfit. That is,
when?
I changed his outfit. You get it when you get the game. First off, you get little points for the Uplay, and you just buy the old outfit, and that's what I did. I literally had him only as a young Ezio the entire time.
The only one because of his ass.
Hell yeah.
Wait, so is it an outfit where his ass is out the whole time? Like